Mission Possible, Part 4. God has given us a mission, and it isn't impossible. It is possible. And I'm finishing up the series on Mission Possible. And I've been speaking about a mission statement, about a call for who we are and what we do and what we're about. And can anybody remember it? Been saying it for 4 weeks now, so I'll give you the first line. And two. To make him known. There we are. Is this too loud or is it okay? Okay. So that is our mission. And we have to accept it. We don't have a choice. This is what we're called for. This is who we are. So, good morning, church.
Morning.
Who is the church?
We are.
Correct. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Who are the saints?
We are.
We are the saints. It's not some icon on a wall. It's not some saint from 100 years ago that got martyred. We are saints according to God's word. And that's who we are. And most people that go to church know all about godliness. We know all about it. But do we ever deny his power in our lives and our experience? Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burdened? Are you ill? Are you tired of walking in your own strength? I know I am. But we know. But sometimes we do it through no rebellion. It's just the power of our character and personalities. Sometimes we just get in a rhythm of doing things in our own strength. And that's when we come unstuck. So, does anybody know, changing the subject very quickly, does anybody know what these are? If you live in Skopje, you may have some of these. When we used to live in Aerodrome, there used to be a garbage truck reversed down the street about 3:45 a.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. And you know when they go into reverse gear, it goes beep, beep. And it was such a pitch, it would wake me up and wake me up. But now, we're living in Lysychia, no garbage truck. But I'm surrounded by Kukululu at all hours. At all hours. So back with the earplugs. Does anybody know what these are? Well, I was all right till they put the clocks back. And the way that our window is, if I don't wear my blinds, the light floods our bedroom. So I'm blinded up, I'm plugged in, oblivious. Blind. Ephesians chapter 5, starting halfway through verse 14. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wow. As an introduction to chapter 5, the verses preceding this are talking about not walking in the flesh, not gratifying our sinful desires, that it is suggested in this little ditto as a song that's very similar to a passage in Isaiah, in a three-line, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead. It's almost like a psalm, a little ditto, and Christ will shine on you. And I thought, Paul's writing this to the Ephesians church, which is an established, mature church. It's not a new plant. He's writing this to Christians. Possible. We could be asleep. Doesn't work with my glasses, but never mind. Is it possible we could be asleep? Rise from the dead. Oh my. rise from the dead. How could I paraphrase that? Climb out of your coffin. Christ will shine on you. Same. We don't want to miss an opportunity. We don't want to walk in the power of the old man. That is death. That is the dead. That is the guy who's in the coffin, who's been crucified with Christ. And when we're not walking in the Spirit, when we're not walking with our Lord Jesus Christ, we're walking a dead man walking. Darkness. We're made for light. That we would wake up and let Christ illuminate our lives so that we could reflect His beauty, His light, His flavor. And it goes on to say, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. So, it is possible that we could be taking a nap, that we could be sleeping, we could be in a little slumber. So that would be unwise, to be asleep, to not notice what is going on, the things passing us by. I'm 54. And somewhere, somehow, I still think this is a trial run. I still think, you know, I'm going to have another chance. Grace of God, I'm still alive. More time. I think it's a deception of the fallenness of man, because God has placed eternity in the heart of mankind. So we're eternal beings. So we think we've got forever. But we haven't. That's the reality. So make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. We only have to look at the news, open the newspaper. We know the days are evil. There's been an increase in wickedness in the last decade or so, and it keeps increasing. We're aware of that. But it says, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on alcohol. It says wine here, but do not get drunk. But instead, be filled with the Spirit. Here we go. This might be a popular site. If you've lived in Macedonia for any length of time, you'll see a Yugo. Great cars. I love them. And I mean that. Often being pushed, but it's usually to the gas station. Because they've run out of plin, or they've run out of gas, or benzine. Go on then, I can't resist just one joke. You know why they have heated back windows on a Yugo, don't you? You warm your hands when you're pushing it. But you know what? It doesn't matter what car you drive. If there's no gas in it, it's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Have a little bit more fun now. DB10, Aston Martin. James Bond's car. Sorry about that. Couldn't resist it. But you know what? As beautiful it is, 500 brake horsepower, 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. If it hasn't got any gas, it's not going anywhere. And this is a bit harder to push than the Yugo. It's 1.5 tons. You wouldn't want to be pushing that very far, I tell you. My wife said to me, you know, you men, you're all little boys. Just the toys are more expensive. I can't afford one of them, but you never know. So, this little word, this little sentence in Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's in imperative mood. It's an imperative, which means it's a command. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not optional, folks. It's not an option. It's not a suggestion from a denomination. The Apostle Paul, inspired by God and the Holy Spirit, is telling us, commanding us, to be filled with Him, with His power. It's the present tense, meaning it's a continuous action which tells us to be continually refilled. Everybody knows what this is. When you purchase your lovely smartphone and you take it out the box, what's the first thing you do? You plug it in. You plug it in and you charge it up. You put your password in, you set up your email, and then it's good to go forever, right? No. You only charge it once. Well, if you've got an iPhone, you'll be charging it more than once a day, won't you? Sorry, Brian, just a joke. Just a joke with my computer companion. No. It needs charging. And we're no different. Doesn't mean that we get saved, we get sealed by God, the Holy Spirit, as a deposit that guarantees our inheritance. Yes, of course. That's true. We're sanctified, we're set apart, we're stamped, marked. You belong to God. You're sealed with my Spirit, and I'm going to come back for you and take you to be with me. That is all true. Hallelujah. But it isn't a one-time event. Paul says here, be continually filled. The Greek doesn't translate very well into the English. A better translation, according to some Greek scholars, are much more intelligent than I, says the exact literal translation is something like, go on being filled. It is a continuous action in the present tense. It is plural. It is inclusive. It is for all Christians, all children of God, to receive. We have an obligation to be Spirit-filled. It's not just for leaders or pastors or for whoever. We are to share in the empowering presence and power of the person. Of the person. The third person of the Trinity. Jesus said, it's better if I go and I will send you the Counselor. To be with you to the end of the time, to the end of the age. What makes us resist that? What are we frightened of? And it's a passive voice, which is a little strange. How can it be an imperative and a passive? Well, it is. It's an imperative mood, but really you could say it's an imperative voice and a passive voice. Well, if anybody does any website... what's the word that Arnau does when you optimize it? Yeah, the Google Analytics. If you have a passive sentence, it flags it up as incorrect or improper. It happens in Microsoft Word. So it may not be a familiar language that the passive is spoken. And by the way, you could just turn off that, because passive voice is very popular, not only in the Bible, but in much literature. So Microsoft Word and Google Analytics.
This should work.
Thank you, Adam. So we commanded and we're also invited. Look to me. We commanded and invited. Don't miss this, folks. The Holy Spirit, throughout much of the New Testament scripture, is likened to a dove, which is gentle. Have you ever studied a dove? How beautiful their wings flap, and how delicate, and the slightest noise they will fly off. They're not like pigeons. They're not belligerent. They won't even walk out your way if you walk past them. But the Holy Spirit's likened to a dove, which is gentle and wants to be invited. God wants a deep, passionate relationship that's intimate with us. And we have the opportunity of that through God the Holy Spirit. We commanded and asked and pleaded to be continuously. And that means yielding. Not a popular subject in church today. But what's happened? What's happened? Will we not bow the knee to God, our Creator? Have we got carried away with ourselves? God Almighty is inviting us, and we stick him in our pocket with our car keys and say, next. We're living in days that the prophets long to live in, the year of the Lord's favor. We've got the opportunity to know him intimately through his word, through the power of his Holy Spirit, and to make him known. And often I'm too busy. Often we're too busy. Are you empty? Or are you overflowing? That is the picture that the relationship through God, the Holy Spirit, that wants with us, that there's a continual pouring out. In Scripture, we're often described as vessels. And vessels contain something. They hold something. What are we holding? What is filling our lives? Are we afraid of intimacy with our Creator? Why are we afraid? Many people here that are full-time in ministry, and a lot of people that minister and share the gospel at work or just throughout our lives, pouring out. Are we being refilled? I think we come unstuck so often when we try in our own strength. It's not something purposely we arrive at, but all of a sudden we're there. And the signs are stress, tiredness, lack of grace to other people, and very hard on yourself. Message translation of Matthew, it says, learn the unforced rhythms of grace, where it says, are you tired? Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Isn't that a beautiful translation? So, quickly, what are we to be filled with the Holy Spirit for? Well, in the context of this chapter,
What happens when we are filled is that we speak in, that we can speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The psalms, that you can speak love into somebody's life when they're going through trials and difficulties. Everything there is in the psalms. You can cry along with them. You can laugh. You can cheer. You can pray. You can sing. We can sing and make music in the power of the Holy Spirit, giving thanks to God, our Father, for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can submit to one another out of reverence for Jesus Christ. We often think of the Holy Spirit so we can witness and thousands will be added to the church. Well, yes. This is the third person of the Trinity. This is Almighty God. He can do many things. But the things here in the context of this chapter. So we can speak, sing and make music, give thanks and submit to each other out of love for Christ. Are you dry or are you drenched? Are you weary, tired, overwhelmed, burdened? Well, we don't have to be, folks. We don't have to be. Because God has provided us a solution. And that solution is Himself. And it cost Him His blood on the cross and His resurrection power so that we could be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't have to take this pain of this world, that we can be overcomers. And this is how we make Christ known, by letting Him pour in and out through our lives. And everybody will see that despite your circumstances, that you have peace and the power and the presence of God in your life. And people will be drawn to that because God draws people to that through you. It's like a branch in a tree. We don't really have to do much except stay put. God commands us and God asks us, will we be filled with His Holy Spirit? Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek find, and the one who knocks on the door will be opened. He goes on to say, you, even though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. If he asks for an egg, your son, you're not going to give him a snake. The end of that verse says, anybody who asks, I will give them the Holy Spirit. Anybody who asks. Father God, I thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your blood on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you defeated death and hell, and you overcame, and you rose on the third day. Better if I go and the Father will send you the Holy Spirit to convict, to lead, to cheer, and to guide, and to empower. Oh Lord, forgive us when we act like orphans and we move in our own strength. Lord, fill us to overflowing. Fill us, O Lord. May we not be fearful of you, O God, of your power and your presence and your holiness and your light. Forgive us, Lord, for ignoring you, rejecting you, and go in our own way, pull us back on the path into a right relationship. Convict us so that we may repent and have fellowship once again with you. Help us not to walk in our own strength, but in all the fullness and power and presence of the Holy Spirit, today, this afternoon, and continually, in Jesus' name, amen.